Avul, but what's going to be in a case? Avulim Shoma. Let's say the husband heard about the neder. The Kayim. And as soon as he heard it, he said, very good, I want the neder to stay. He was Mekayim the neder. So then there's nothing to do. Now the father can't be made for the nether anymore. Because you need both of them together to be made for the nether. So here, if the husband was Mekayim the nether, he said, yes, I want the nether to stay. That's it. The nether has to stay. There's no way for them to be made for it. The only other way is she can go to a chacham later to be matzah the nether like any other nether. So Avulim Shoma Mekayim. Oy Arels Sheshoma. Let's say the husband heard about it. Veshosak, and he kept quiet a full day. Umeis v'yoyim shel achrov, and he died the next day. So in such a case, the fact the husband heard about it, and by not saying anything for a day, it's as if he was Mekayim. He said, like we see, he wants the neder to stay. So now the halacha is ein yochel ofer. In this case, it's not shayach hafara. Like even if the husband dies, but the father cannot be made for the neder. Because they already made a keem to the nether. So there's no din nisreitna. The power does not get thrown over to the father. The father cannot be made for it. So that's the difference. The power only goes over to the father when the husband did not ruin it yet, did not make any type of akoma. What about, though, shoma raviyah? Let's say the father heard about the nether. Fehefalo, and the father was made for the nether right away. But lehispig baal ishmoya at shemesav. Let's say, though, the husband did not hear about it until first the father died. So again, the father heard about it and he was made for it. So something was left over for the husband to do. But then the father died. So in such a case, the law is Zuhi Shoshaninu. This is what we learned, that Meisav, in the opposite case, where the father dies. If the father dies, then the law is Loi Nisroikna Rishus Labal. If the father dies, then the power of this nether does not get thrown over to the husband. The husband now cannot be made for the nether. It's only the other way. When the husband dies, then we say the power of the nether gets thrown back to the father. Because the father had the power before she got married. So now when the husband dies, the power goes back to the father. But in the case where the father dies, then we say the husband does not get the power. And this is the chiddush. Even though when the father heard about it, the father was made for the nether. The father right away said, I don't want the nether to be here. But still, since the husband was not made for it yet, but rather first the father died, so what's left over now is a very weak type of a nether. Because the father's nether had half forward to it already. So it became a very, very weak like nether. So the chiddush is that this type of a nether, since it's like so weak, it cannot go over to the baal. It's like this right now is just about. What about the other way? What about Shoma Baila? Let's say the husband heard about the nether. The wife made a nether today. For Hofalo. And the husband, as soon as he heard about it, he was made for the nether. He took the nether away. But the father did not hear about this nether yet. Until the husband died. So this is what we learned again, that Meis HaBaal, when the husband dies, is Nisroikna Rishus L'Yav. Yes, the power gets thrown over to the father. So it's not a repetition, it's not saying the Chiddush over again. It's like this is another Chiddush now. Now these are the Klolim, that when the father dies, the husband does not get the power. The husband cannot be made for the neder. But the opposite way, whenever the husband dies, if the husband, as long as he did not make Hakama yet, he did not make the nether to be there, if he did not do that, then whatever happens, the power goes over to the father could be mefer. Now here the chiddush is that the husband heard about it and he was mefer it right away. And the father didn't hear about it yet. And then the husband died. So the pshat is, this nether is like a very, very weak nether, because the husband, before he died, made the hafara already. So therefore it's a chiddush. That was left over something very weak. I would have thought maybe since it's so weak, it can't be thrown over to the father. Kamashma knows still, the father has the right to be made for the nether. Still we say, Mesaba, when the husband dies, is Nisroikna Rishus L'Yav. The power does get thrown over to the father. What about Shoma Baila? Let's say the husband heard about the nether right first. Fihofalo, and the husband was made for the nether. And the father did not hear about it yet. until the father died. So the halacha is, Ein ha-baal yochel hofer. The husband now again cannot make like a second hafara. Again, the husband first heard about it, and he was made for it right away. But that hafara by itself was not really chal. It didn't make it completely mutter, because at that time the father was still alive. But since the father is still alive, like the neder still has a power here, it needs the father to be made for his power. Now we say the father didn't hear about it, and he died, the father. So lachar is the father's power of the neder that was left over again does not go to the husband. That's the klal, that the husband cannot take over the power of the father. Even though the husband first made hafara by himself, and then first the father died, still the lachar is ein abal yochel hofer. The husband now cannot make hafara. Shein abal meifer elo mishutfis. That's the klal. The husband, he could only be meifer with the hafara of the father. If the father dies before he makes hafara, nothing doing. The husband can never be meifer by himself. It's only the opposite way, that there are times when the husband dies, then we say the reshus of the neder goes back to the father. The father could be meifer the neder by himself. Exactly why, that we'll see later on the fayin, we'll see what the svari is why. Why the father has a stronger power than the husband does. Makofon, that's what it says over here, that even though the husband already made hafara once, but the father did not, and then the father dies, so lachar is, the husband can still not be made for the neder. Shein ha-baal meifer elo mishutfis. The husband can only be made for, he always needs the shutfis, the power of the father also.